You know, it's fascinating how the world is shrinking when it comes to healthcare.
Right.
We're seeing a real surge in people looking beyond their own borders for medical procedures,
Definitely.
and bariatric surgery seems to be a major force behind this.
It truly is a global phenomenon. I mean, the medical tourism industry, it's on track to blow past, what, $100 billion next year.
Wow.
Yeah. And the number of people choosing weight loss surgery abroad is like a really significant piece of that puzzle. It points to some fundamental shifts, you know,
Wow.
in how people are accessing healthcare.
Exactly. So today, for our deep dive, we're zeroing in on one country that just keeps popping up.
Mexico.
Mexico, yeah. As a leading destination for bariatric surgery, looking ahead to 2025.
Yeah.
And it's not just like word of mouth. There are some very concrete reasons why.
Absolutely. We need to unpack the key drivers here. I mean, affordability is obviously a big one.
The biggest, maybe.
Could be, but it's also about the quality of medical care you can get there, the safety protocols they have in place, and the level of personalized support many patients seem to be finding.
Right. And people like Sherry Burke, their work gives us a good window into this whole landscape.
Exactly. Because, look, the idea of going to another country for major surgery,
Yeah, it makes you pause.
right, it naturally brings up questions. Are you really getting top-notch care? What about safety? Is it, you know, risky?
So our goal here is to look closely at why Mexico has become such a popular choice, to understand the real factors at play, because this isn't just about, saving a few bucks.
No, it's potentially a life-altering health journey for people, a complete transformation.
Okay, so let's start with the bigger picture, this growing trend. We mentioned the $100 billion market and bariatric surgery being a major contributor. What are some of the core reasons we're seeing this specific increase in people seeking weight loss surgery?
Well, unfortunately, the underlying issue is that obesity continues to be a massive public health challenge globally.
Yeah, sadly.
And for many individuals, you know, despite really trying hard with diet and exercise, surgical intervention becomes a necessary, sometimes even life-saving option to turn their health around.
And that's where the accessibility factor kicks in, right?
Exactly. Because in many developed countries, like the US or Canada, getting bariatric surgery can be a real struggle.
How so?
Well, the cost can just be prohibitive,
Yeah.
astronomical. And even if you have insurance, coverage isn't guaranteed, and patients often face these really long, frustrating wait times.
That's a huge point, waiting months, maybe years, when your health is suffering.
Precisely. Now, contrast that with what Mexico seems to offer. You've got this combination of reportedly high-quality care, considerably shorter wait times, which, as you said, can be absolutely crucial if someone's dealing with obesity-related complications like diabetes or heart issues.
Makes sense.
And as we mentioned, significantly lower prices. Plus, there's maybe the added benefit of recovering in a different environment, perhaps one that feels a bit more peaceful or less stressful than home.
Let's dig into that cost advantage then, because the difference between, say, the US and Mexico is pretty stark, isn't it?
Oh, it's substantial. Can you give us a sense of the actual numbers?
Sure. So in the United States, you're typically looking at a cost range for bariatric surgery somewhere between, say, $15,000 and $25,000, sometimes more.
$15,000 to $25,000.
Yeah.
Wow.
And the tough reality for so many people is that insurance coverage for these procedures can be really inconsistent or just flat out denied.
That's a massive financial wall for someone who could genuinely benefit health-wise from the surgery. So, what's the picture in Mexico cost-wise?
Well, in Mexico, similar procedures generally fall within the range of about $4,000 to $8,000.
$4,000 to $8,000. That is a huge difference.
A very significant difference. And what's really interesting, especially when you look at services facilitated by people like Sherry Burke and her partners, is how much is often included in that price, these packages.
Right, it's often more than just paying for the surgeon and the operating room time.
Exactly.
So what kind of things are typically bundled in? What adds to that value?
Often these packages cover the fees for board-certified surgeons, which is critical, and we'll talk more about
All right.
that. Private hospital rooms, which makes recovery more comfortable, ground transportation, getting you from the airport to the hospital, back and forth.
Okay, logistics covered.
Yeah. And importantly, consultations both before you go and after the surgery.
So it sounds like a more kind of integrated approach right from the start.
That's the idea. And it often extends to nutritional guidance, which is absolutely vital for long-term success after bariatric surgery.
Crucial.
And also things like 247 patient support.
Yeah.
The goal really seems to be providing a smooth, supported experience from beginning to end.
Now, if you compare that to maybe some other options, like the websites mentioned, hospitalmydoctor.com or nevadasurgical.com.
Right. While they obviously offer the surgery, the total cost, when you add everything up, can still end up being quite a bit higher.
Mm.
And you might not get that same level of really personalized guidance and bundled support.
It seems like that price transparency you get with many Mexican providers, these all-inclusive packages, that's got to be a major draw, right?
Absolutely.
Just knowing the full cost up front instead of dealing with the, let's face it, often confusing and unpredictable billing you get in the U.S. system.
Totally. It cuts through a lot of the insurance headaches and financial uncertainty for patients. Now, okay, cost is one thing. But understandably, when you think about surgery in another country, safety is probably the number one concern.
It has to be. It's a completely valid point. You want to know you're in good hands.
So how does Mexico, and specifically facilitators like Sherry Burke, address these very real safety concerns?
Well, this is where the focus really shifts to hospital accreditations and the credentials of the surgeons themselves.
Okay.
So Sherry Burke, for example, makes a point of partnering only with hospitals that are fully accredited and with bariatric surgeons who are properly certified in their field.
So we're not talking about just any clinic.
No, definitely not. The claim is that many of these facilities meet or even exceed international healthcare standards. They're not cutting corners on quality.
That's definitely reassuring for anyone considering this. So these places are following strict medical protocols like you'd find elsewhere.
Precisely. The information suggests they often follow safety protocols very similar to, if not identical to, those in top hospitals in the U.S. and Canada.
Mm.
And there is a quote from Sherry Burke emphasizing the immense trust patients place in their team and their commitment to upholding really high ethical and safety standards. That trust is key.
Building that confidence is crucial. And the reference to Verywell Health adds a bit more context there, right?
Mm-hmm.
What did that source say about accreditation?
Yeah, Verywell Health points out that many of the top-tier bariatric centers in Mexico have actually achieved JCI accreditation.
JCI.
Joint Commission International. It's a really significant global benchmark for healthcare quality and patient safety. It's a big deal. And on top of that, many of the surgeons are members of respected international bodies like IFASO, that's the International Federation for the Surgery of Obesity and Metabolic Disorders.
So they're plugged into the global professional community.
Exactly. It shows a commitment to professional standards, staying current in this very specialized field. So the takeaway seems to be, it's not just about lower cost. There's a real emphasis on maintaining high medical standards and following international best practices.
Okay, that addresses the safety angle.
Yeah.
Now let's shift gears a bit beyond the surgery itself. Let's talk about the support systems around the patient. We heard about Sherry Burke's patient-first philosophy. What does that actually look like in practice?
It really highlights this idea of continuous care. You know, it's not just about the day of the operation. It's supporting the patient through their entire journey.
Before and after.
Exactly. It starts even before they travel with really comprehensive preoperative support.
And what does that pre-op phase typically involve? Is it just paperwork?
No, it sounds much more involved. Often it includes personalized one-on-one consultations, really assessing if the patient is ready physically and mentally.
Okay.
There's a big focus on nutritional education, making sure patients understand the dietary changes needed before surgery, and also emotional preparation, you know, addressing anxieties, setting expectations.
That makes sense. It's a huge life change.
Definitely. And they often help coordinate necessary pre-op lab work, too, just to streamline the process.
That proactive approach sounds really beneficial, preparing people properly. And then what about after the surgery? That recovery period is critical.
Absolutely. The post-operative support is designed to be just as thorough. This can include really detailed step-by-step dietary guidance as the patient heals and adapts.
Yeah, that must be tricky to navigate alone.
For sure. So many programs offer ongoing virtual consultations. Think about it. You're back home trying to figure out this new way of eating and living. Having that virtual check-in can be incredibly valuable.
Yeah, I can see that.
And often the recovery plans are customized, tailored to the individual patient's needs and progress.
Now, the source material drew a comparison to programs at well-known clinics like Southern Surgical. What was the key difference highlighted there?
Well, while the medical expertise might be comparable in some ways, the source seemed to emphasize Sherry Burke's more individual approach, leveraging her, 20-plus years in clinical nutrition and bariatric care?
Right.
So it suggests perhaps a more personalized, maybe more accessible level of ongoing support, that direct connection.
That personal touch could really make a difference in how supported someone feels, couldn't it? And probably in their long-term results too.
Exactly. It moves beyond just a medical transaction to more of a supportive partnership.
Precisely. And look, to really bring this home, the source included some quite powerful testimonials from people who've actually gone through
it. Yes. Hearing directly from patients is always insightful. What stood out from those accounts?
Well, we heard from Maria G. From Florida. Right. She talked about feeling really well-informed, feeling safe, and just genuinely cared for through the whole process.
That's huge, feeling safe and cared for.
Absolutely. And the results, she lost 80 pounds. And remarkably, she's now off medications she used to need.
Wow. That's life-changing, a tangible health improvement.
Totally. And then there was Jake T. from Ontario. He really emphasized the quality of the facility called the Hospital Immaculate. The staff, incredible.
High praise for the medical environment.
Yeah. And he also specifically mentioned the consistent follow-up care he got from Cherie's team after surgery. He felt really supported throughout his recovery.
Again, it comes back to that ongoing support, doesn't it? Feeling like someone's still looking out for you even after you leave the hospital.
Mm-hmm. Now, the source also compared this to experiences at Ramsey Health. What was the main point there?
Ramsey Health is a big recognized provider, right? The comparison suggested, look, you might get a similarly positive patient experience and good quality care there too. But the key difference highlighted was, again, the cost. Mexico offers this level of care, potentially, at a significantly lower price. Plus, what the source described as Cherie's particularly strong ongoing support system.
Got it. So it really seems to be the combination, the affordability, the high medical standards, all wrapped up in this comprehensive, personalized patient care.
Yeah.
That's what makes Mexico stand out.
That seems to be the core message, yeah.
Absolutely. So just to kind of wrap things up, it all circles back to why Mexico is looking like such a compelling choice for bariatric surgery in 2025. You've got this powerful mix, affordability, high medical standards in accredited places with certified surgeons, and this really extensive individualized care that goes way beyond just the operating room.
And key people like Sherry Burke playing a significant role in making those positive experiences happen.
Right. And this whole trend, it really points to something bigger, doesn't it? A kind of evolution in healthcare.
I think so. A growing movement towards people actively seeking out effective medical solutions that are actually accessible to them, even if that means looking beyond the traditional systems in their own backyards.
It certainly does. And it leaves us with a really interesting question for you, the listener. What does it mean for you to have access to potentially life-changing medical procedures beyond traditional borders? And how might learning about this shift your perspective on the healthcare options available out there?
Yeah, definitely something to mull over as you think about your own health journey and the possibilities that might exist.